B. Clark Kent presents The Life of Brian. The following program contains strong language and is intended for mature audiences. Inside looking haunted, they like polish. What's the problem? This is shit you always wanted. I'm like, no, I dropped school to get away from bullshit. They shoot down your dreams and a waste of fucking bullet. Yep. Welcome to The Life of Brian podcast. Ironically, last time I did one of these, which is going to be the same one, I got to redo it. It was too long. It was too long-winded for someone to want to sit there and listen to it. I should say that. Because my story is very detailed, very specific in things I say. Mm-hmm. But last time I did one, there was an hour game on. For the most part, I'm just going to be talking about an incident that occurred 3 weeks ago, a month ago almost. A month ago. It started a month ago today. So it started on July 18th. And it's the second time I almost could have died. Luckily, I did not. And I'd say it's the third catastrophic event I've had in my life. But my facial hair is looking good. I just trimmed it up. It actually kind of looks like shit, but whatever. I don't care. I'd actually rather watch the football game, but I said I'm going to do this, so I'm going to do it. And biggest reason why you should lift weights. If you don't know how to lift weights, like, hit me up. Or hit a lot of other people up. Just lift weights, one or another. So, for anybody that just does cardio and doesn't diet, or anybody that just does cardio and diets, one or another, if you don't lift weights, 80% of your weight loss is going to be muscle. And if you're losing muscle, guess what? You get to become skinny fat. Not to mention the fact, like, some people that look skinny and they have a high body fat, they, one of their problems could be how much visceral fat they have. So how much fat is in and around your organs, which obviously leads to cardiac issues down the line. And it's kind of scary considering you don't necessarily know it's there unless you get tested. Unless you come down to self-made, you get an in-body scan prior to signing up for your personal training. I should say your private one-on-one personal training. That was the commercial in the podcast. It's gonna come and go as it pleases. On a side note, my dog just had some raspberry vodka and V8 Splash. Don't ask me where he got it. That's just kind of guy he is. He just he runs out the dog door and he's like, "Hey, look what I found!" And he starts drinking it. That's kind of person he is. And yes, he is a person. He's just disguised as a four-legged furry animal, with big ears. And a tail that goes nuts when you say the word O-U-T-S-I-D-E. I can't say it because then he's going to get all excited and he's eating right now. And it's the first time he ate today. Because I got him some grain-free food. And I would say he doesn't like it unless he's starving. Or find some vodka and then he's like, "Damn, I got to eat something today. I can't be drinking and not eating." He's crazy. I'm telling you. For the longest time, I've been like, I shouldn't. So his name's Charlie. Though he had a lot of names to start out with. Because the day I picked him up, he shit on me in the car right home. My girlfriend was driving. And I don't know. I looked out the window and he shit on me. It was green. And I guess he really liked me. I mean, I don't know. I don't really shit on people I like, but actually I do, but that's more verbally. Nonetheless, that earned him the name at the time, I guess nickname. The nickname, Turd Ferguson. If you don't know who Turd Ferguson, if you don't know, if I could talk... If you don't know who Turd Ferguson is, just Google Turd Ferguson. Actually, go to YouTube and put in Turd Ferguson and then watch whatever comes up. It's a big hat. It's funny. And if you ain't laughing, then you don't know what I'm talking about and you missing out. But anyway, if I had to do over, I probably would have named him Carl. And for anyone that's ever here, I call him Carl sometimes. Because Crazy Carl. He's crazy. Crazy Carl has is just more succinct than Crazy Charlie. I mean, that don't work. Anyway, he just ran outside again. Maybe he found some more vodka. I don't know. Anyway, shout out to FlexFit for my hat. My purple Bear the Weight hat. Even though they didn't make it. They made the hat. They didn't put the embroidery on it. But it looks a lot better if it wasn't backwards in this video. Nonetheless, let's get the freaking story time. I'd love to do a two truths and a lie, but I didn't think about it. So, on to the next. So anyway, a month ago today, I'll just turn this into a short story. I'm going to try anyway, because anybody that knows me knows I don't tell short stories. Everything's long. That's why if you texted me and you're trying to ask me about a story or like, hey, what happened to the thing with the thing in the place? You might as well just call me or wait till you see me, because it's going to be a long ass text. Or texts. Anyway, I'll try to make it a short story. But long story short, I'm going to just say it. I was working out a month ago, and I was doing close grip bench, and I'm like, oh, should I do one more rep? And I'm like, yeah, may as well. And I do it, and I feel this pop in my nose. I'm like, damn, my nose is going to start bleeding. It's just that feeling, like, when you know your nose is going to start bleeding. So I get up, go to the bathroom. I was in there, like, freaking 20 minutes. It would not stop bleeding. Finally got it to stop. Kind of worked out a little more after that. Didn't think nothing of it. And, went home, ate, showered, watched some TV, whatever. And so that was probably all 3-4 o'clock kind of in there. You know, I probably left there 4:30 maybe. And so I don't know what time it was exactly, but maybe like somewhere between 6 and 7, 6:30, whatever. Nose starts bleeding again. I'm like, damn. And nothing happened at that point. It was kind of like the floodgates were already open. And let me tell you, it was flooding like where's the ark type of flood. And so it bled for maybe 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. At that point, I was just, you know, trying to get my thing to stop. And so it stopped for like an hour or so, give or take, and started bleeding again for no apparent reason. I was just chilling at home, watching TV, maybe I was looking on the internet, I don't know. I wouldn't do nothing, you know what I mean? It wasn't like I was working out again. And so it was doing that for like 10, 15, 20 minutes at a time, and then it stopped for like an hour or two, give or take. And it did that all night. And then finally, somewhere late night, like 11, midnight, whatever, I just put some plugs with some bacitracin on the end, just shoved up my nose. So that the bacitracin is going to help it, just help it clot. So hopefully, well, it's going to help stop a normal bleed, not you burst an artery in your big ass artery in your nose and not won't stop type of deal. So anyway, I laid down and I could close my eyes. I never went to sleep. I was just laying there with my eyes closed. And by laying, I was on the couch, so I wasn't completely flat. You know what I mean? So anyway, I was probably swallowing a lot of blood and eventually I just couldn't take it. And I got up and took the plugs out. I'm like, oh, it looks all right. I might try to go to sleep. And then I go to lay down and I just feel blood going down my throat. You know, it's gross. Anyway, I know this is a long story already. So somewhere early morning on that Thursday, July 19th, I couldn't breathe. And I started sweating. And I think I was just hyperventilating probably because all this, you know, plugging my nose. And then I wasn't breathing enough. But I ended up laying on the floor in the kitchen here. And I called 911, and I mean, I don't call 911 for anything, and I don't go to the doctor for anything. It's like something's wrong if I'm going to the doctor, or someone made me go because I'm not smart enough to deal for myself. Anyway, I called 911, and I'm like on the phone. They're like, yeah, what's your address? What's the emergency? I'm like, I can't breathe. And I say that easily now, but at the time, like, I could not freaking breathe. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll get somebody out there. What's your address? And I'm like, 9. 9. And I try to get through my address, and I'm like, and eventually I get the street out and whatever. But I couldn't breathe at all. And then eventually I just remember them being like, somebody's on the way. They'll be there in a minute. And then they hung up. And I just laid on the ground probably like 2 or 3 more minutes. And then I started feeling better. And so they got here, talked to me a little bit. And I was feeling okay at that point. My nose wasn't bleeding. And they're like, well, we give you a ride. Or you could drive yourself. It's kind of up to you at this point. Because there was no, at that point, there's no, it hadn't become an emergency, it stopped being an emergency at that point. Like, I could breathe. I felt relatively normal. And stopped sweating and everything. And I'm like, I'll just drive myself. And so I ended up just kind of like cleaning some things up. I think I tried to take a bite of something. I got like had half of like a protein shake. And then I'm like, I got to lay down. And I laid down. I slept maybe like an hour and a half or two. And then I got up and nose started bleeding immediately. Ended up driving myself to the, once I kind of get that under control, drive myself to the hospital. They put rhino rockets up my nose, which is basically like a 5-inch or so, give or take, inflatable tampon, which is awful. It's the worst, one of the worst things I've ever been through. And that's coming from somebody who got hit in the head with a baseball bat with no helmet. So there's some credence to my pain tolerance, which is high as shit. So anyway, those were in for a day. They took them out, tried to cauterize it. And that lasted maybe about 24 hours as well. Started bleeding again. And so when it would bleed, it's just like a faucet. You might as well, you know, turn on the sink. That's what my nose was doing. So, like I said, that lasted about a day. Drove myself to the hospital. Well, no, the second time, Thursday I went to the hospital. Friday I went to the hospital. So Friday when I went to the hospital, that was after I threw up blood. And my neighbor called 911. I couldn't even talk. I text her. I'm like, you busy? And then I crawled to the door and opened up the door because she had knocked on it. And she's like, oh, she started asking me a question. And then she's like, wow, you look awful. You're so white. Like you just look like a ghost. And she had like backed away when I opened the door. Like she was like scared out of her mind because of how shitty I looked. And she's like, you want me to call 911? And I just nodded. And then I just laid on the ground, like right at the door. And so she was cool. She helped me out a lot. And she followed the ambulance to the hospital and gave me a ride home and everything. And so that's when they cauterized it that day home. And in the midst of this, they wrote various prescriptions for various things, antibiotics and everything, iron supplement. And so it turns out that second trip, he's like, yeah, you're borderline in need of a transfusion. And I came to find out like a couple days later, like anything under hemoglobin of 8, I think it's grams per deciliter, anything under 8 is automatic transfusion. And I was 8.1. I didn't know that at the time. Otherwise, I would have just pushed for it. I should have pushed for it anyway, but I was kind of out of it and everything. But I would say anytime anyone says you're borderline and need a transfusion, go ahead and get that transfusion, especially if it's something that could keep happening. Like this guy cauterized my nose, but like that shit can – it's not a true cauterization. It's just like these little sticks they use, and it kind of like singes the ends of the blood vessels. And it's not exact. Let's put it that way. And so, once I started bleeding again, I obviously that borderline went from like you're under the line type shit, you know what I mean? So, I drove myself back to the doctor or the ER on Saturday evening, probably like 8:30. And she was like, this is all different doctors each time, obviously, you know, it's ER. But it was all same hospital at that point. She's like, man, you got so much trauma. I don't really want to stick anything back up your nose. And basically from sticking those tampons up my nose and ripping them out and doing everything, it was just very traumatized. And she tried to have me blow my nose at one point. I couldn't even blow my nose. I'm like, that ain't going to work. So anyway, she wanted to be real conservative. And at the time, I was like, all right, cool. And I found out later, once I got, like when I left, they gave me all the paperwork and everything. So I found out after the fact, my hemoglobin at that point was 6.1. And the dude brings out, so they're like, yeah, you should have a transfusion. Is that cool with you? And I was like, yeah, for sure. So dude brings out two bags of blood. And he took so long doing the first one that they only gave me one. They sent me home. Which doesn't do a lot for you. I probably should have had three bags. I was at the ER, I don't know, 4 to 5 hours, give or take. They did one bag. He never sped it up till the end. And, typically they start a transfusion like super slow to make sure you don't have a bad reaction to the blood. Makes sense, right? But after a certain amount of time, usually they'll be, and I found this out because I went to a different hospital on the next day. After it's been a little bit, they'll be like, you feeling all right? You know what I mean? Like, whatever. You're like, yeah, I'm cool. Or no, I feel like shit. My kidneys hurt. And so if you're feeling all right, they can speed it up. So obviously don't take 4 hours to do one bag of blood. You know what I mean? And so he didn't do that till the bag was like 7/8 gone. You know what I mean? So that didn't really save me much time. Anyway, she's like, well, we're just going to give you a bunch of nose clips, send you home. If it starts bleeding, just put a clip on it, put some ice on it, and lay down. Well, that's great in theory, but I live with a dog, and he ain't exactly good at getting a bag of ice for me if I'm trying to sit here and like hold my nose while it's bleeding, because those clips don't exactly work well. So her plan did not work at all. And the second I get in the house, I got to like take the, there's this box that sits on the doghouse and the roof of the doghouse. I got to take that off to let my dog out. And as soon as I do that, just that exertion, and I mean, it probably don't weigh but 30 pounds, but that exertion was enough to make my nose bleed. And I got home like at 1:30 in the morning, and I take like two steps away from that doghouse and I feel my nose start bleeding. And so I do end up doing the same thing. I tried to plug it up and lay down, and I did, and I laid there for like an hour, and I get up and it had stopped bleeding, but within a minute or two, you know, it starts bleeding again. So this is all like the middle of the night, you know what I mean? Like I got home at 1:30 in the morning, and then I got that to stop for a little bit, and then it starts bleeding again. Anyway, like 6 in the morning, call 911. Yeah. I need a freaking ride, bro. And one of the paramedics was one of the same girls I seen like all the last 3 days or whatever. Because obviously they work the same area and I live in the same spot, you know what I mean? So they took me to the hospital. Well, at first, she's like, you want to go back to Methodist? I'm like, yeah, hell no. Like, I already knew I wasn't going back there. And so I went to Kaiser. And I knew it was going to happen, but they had to put those rhino rockets back up my nose, long story short. And that nurse sucks, though. The ER nurse that helped me out, she sucks, bro. Like, I asked her for some towels while I'm sitting there, like, blood dripping out of my face. She's like, sure. And then she sits at her desk and drinks her coffee. Don't mind me, I'm just bleeding. I'll remember that. And so eventually some other dude comes over and he like helps me out and gets me up to the ICU. They put me in ICU because, well, at the time my bed was in 7H, H being hallway. So my bed was in the hallway. And I guess when they get crowded down there, if the ICU isn't busy, the ICU lets the ER use their rooms. And so they put me up there. It's kind of sad when they brought me in, though. They somebody had just died up there or was about to die. And so there's a gang of people up there. And somebody was dying or either died. It was kind of eerie. This dude ruled me in and everything. Oh, and the So that night before, too, I don't want to say equally sad, but very sad as well. I was sitting there with just ice on my face or whatever while they were giving me blood at Methodist, right? And the room I was in is, like, right in front of the desk where they usually, like, wheel up, where paramedics wheel up whoever they bring in, you know what I mean? And this person is wheeled up. She's sitting upright. I can't tell it's a female at the time, but it turns out it's a woman. And because she had bandages, like, all over her face, like, she was covered. And this dude walks behind, and he's got, but he's dressed nice. Like, you know, he's got a tux on and everything, or he's got a suit on at least. And I was like, damn, they're, like, having a good time, and something got fucked up. Well, turns out they got married, and I didn't hear what happened or nothing, but they got married. And she fell, or she was drunk, and something happened. I don't know what happened, but she was drunk, and something bad happened, and ended up in the ER. I'm like, damn, y'all got married on the same night. On this night, and you end up in the ER, like, that's some bad shit. But anyway, when I was in Kaiser on that Sunday, it was a much better experience, to say the least. They took care of me, and the nurse I had was the shit, Rosa. She was just on top of everything, and she was awesome to work with. The people that took over for her, not so much, but to each their own, which became... It's become my thing to say now because of the ENT doc. So they held me overnight. They ended up giving me 3 total bags of blood. They gave me this other thing, which is actually used for women who have menstrual bleeding issues where they can't stop bleeding. But, I mean, in reality, any issue with bleeding, it's going to help curtail the bleeding, if you will. And so they gave me that stuff twice. It's got to be spread out. Because it can be detrimental if you receive too much, apparently. That's what the doc told me. So, eventually I got out of there with the Rhino Rocks in. You know, looking dapper as fuck. You know what I mean? And they're like, all right, we're going to leave these in 5 days. I'm like, wonderful. And they made me an appointment with an ear, nose, and throat specialist, ENT. And who's actually there, they're actually head and neck surgeons. Who's, I guess, specialized in ENT stuff. But nonetheless, so I saw him on the 27th, and he was kind of, he's very cautious about taking the things out. Like, the plan was to take them out. But he's like, you know, hopefully we don't have to put anything back in there at this point. So luckily, he took them out. Everything worked out all right. And the trippy thing is, to me, is like, so those 5 days I had those Rhino Rockets in, I ended up, like, looking at all the paperwork I had accumulated over those 4 days, you know? And I looked at all the numbers and, like, what my blood work was. Like, at one point, my white blood cells were, like, through the roof. My hemoglobin, hematocrit were on the floor. It just made me realize, like, damn, that Saturday night, Sunday morning, where I got home at, like, 1:30 in the morning, and they only gave me 1 bag of blood. Like, if I didn't go back to the doctor and I just tried to deal with the fact that I was bleeding out of my nose like a faucet, if I tried to deal with that all that Sunday, or if I even, I mean, who knows? I don't know the exact rate I was losing blood. It was relatively quick because from Thursday, the first day I was at the hospital, to that Saturday night, I mean... The amount of blood I lost, if I lost that same amount of blood in the next day or day and a half, I mean, I probably would have died. Considering I was down to 6.1, my hemoglobin was 6.1, which is a little more than a third of what it should be. It should be at least, so it should be like 2.5 times that, give or take. I don't know what normal is for me, but normal range is like 13 to 17. For a male. So that shit kind of hit me hard, because I didn't feel like, I felt worse on, like, physically worse on, like, that Friday when I threw up blood, and when I almost passed out because I couldn't breathe. Like, I felt like I could have died one of those times, and I probably looked like hell. Like, it scared the shit out of my neighbor, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I think they were kind of wondering how I was functioning, to be honest with you. Because when I saw that ENT, he's like, He's like, man, I can't believe they released you with whatever my blood was. Like, he saw, Kaiser didn't give me paperwork, so I don't know what my blood was when they checked me in. But it was obviously lower than when I left Methodist at 1:30 in the morning. You know, because as soon as I got home, I started bleeding. So for those 5 hours or whatever, well, by the time they drew blood, it was probably 6 hours. It was 6+ hours. I was just bleeding at varying rates. I mean, some of it was faucety. Yeah, so that was kind of a trippy thing for me, kind of realizing how bad it was. I mean, I knew it was bad, but like I said, I didn't feel awful to the point where I felt like, man, I might die right now. When I threw up, though, that was a different story. But still, since then, like, it feels pretty good right now. I'm still kind of nasally when I talk, which sucks, but I'm not dead, so that's cool. And probably the biggest issue, I'm still congested. Even since I got everything out, it's been real congested since, 3 weeks. 27th. Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks yesterday I got the plugs out. Them rhino rockets. That kind of realigned my thinking. It kind of set me back, to be honest with you. I don't get scared about nothing. I have worries, obviously, about life stuff, like day-to-day stuff, but I had an epidural hematoma with, you know, like my brain is bleeding. And I wasn't tripping that, like, I might not wake up tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, I didn't even think that at all. The thought never entered my mind whatsoever. I mean, things sucked and things were this and things were that. But at no point was I ever like, damn, I almost died or I might die. I didn't comprehend it, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's different when you're losing blood. I guess, you know what I mean? Like, you can see it. You can feel it. And even when I got hit in the head, it was like, I mean, I threw up that night. I remember it was the middle of the night. I woke up and I was just like, I don't know if I yelled, but I was like, I think I hit the button. I'm like, yeah, I need something to throw up in. This dude gave me like a bucket. And I threw up in the hospital. And that sucked, but I was like, I don't really have memories. I think that's another big thing too. It's my memory from the first 24 hours after getting hit in the head with a bat. I don't remember. I just have flashes of like throwing up. I have a flash of being in an ambulance. I just have flashes of things. But I just feel so grateful, to be honest with you. That's the biggest thing. Even when that shit was going on, I was like, man, I'm just glad I'm alive. I've never felt so grateful in my life, to be honest with you. Not that I was like, I'm like a piece of shit and I don't care about nothing, but I've never felt so grateful in my life. And really, I mean, that's like an amazing feeling, to be grateful, to be truly grateful. Like, that's a priceless feeling, for real. That's like hearing your kid's heartbeat for the first time. For real, though. On the next podcast, we might have a guest. And we might have a Better The Weight first employee. I guess technically second, but outside of myself, first employee. All right. So, till next time. Yep. Get your career. Damn, this shit is so real. Not me. Dodger punches Ali in his prime. I just see the world a little different. My own state of mind. I just take the life I'm living. Soon enough, it will be fine.